Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call the council meeting to order. Thank you very much for your indulgence of a few moments, being a few moments late getting started. We have a fairly lengthy agenda, and in fact, there are probably some items at the end that we may have to defer as a result. We have rearranged the agenda to ensure that we have the high priority subjects first. In terms of apologies, I have one that has been directly sent to me, and that's Leslie Kelly, who wanted to send her apologies and say that she wished she could be here, but for this meeting she could not, but would anticipate re-engaging later in July. Gabby, do we have any other apologies? Can you turn on Gabby's mic, please?
We also have apologies from Abi Buntanga here and Maureen Hilliard.
Thank you. Item number two on the agenda, minutes and actions. Everybody's had an opportunity to see the minutes or to review the minutes. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns on the minutes? Can we approve the minutes? All in favor? Please raise your hand. Any abstentions?
As this is my first meeting, I shall formally abstain on the minutes.
Thank you. Duly noted. And since a table like this is always a challenge to see, anybody opposed? No? Okay, one abstention, everybody else in agreement. Thank you. Gabby, could you speak to any actions? Christina.
I can do that. Do you want me to read all of them?
Are there any outstanding?
Outstanding. We have one that is deferred, and that is action 9503, the secretariat to call for volunteers to participate in the working group to work on the issue of enhancing ICANN's accountability.
Thank you. Are there any objections to just leaving the action items of those outstanding? No, with that, okay, we'll carry on to item number three, which is the Romanian membership application. And I'd like to pass that topic to Nigel.
Thank you, Chair. I'm delighted to report to Council that we received an application for membership of the CCNSO from Romania.ro. The application has been checked and found to be in compliance with all the requirements for membership. So, with the Chair's permission, I'd like to read the proposed resolution.
And please carry on.
If the Chair would ask Council if it's of a mind to approve it. The CCNSO Council approves the application of .ro Romania and welcomes .ro as member number 151.
Thank you, Nigel. All in agreement? Please raise your hand. Unanimous? Thank you. Item number three. I fear our pace may be slowed as we move forward here, but item number four. We're just getting feedback. Item number four is the appointment of, there's three sections to item number four. So there are interim and interim chair and permanent chair selections. As most of you know, or should know, Roloff is stepping down from his longtime role as chair of the SOP. Before we move on, I'd like to take the time to thank Roloff, who has done a fantastic job there, and the work of Roloff and the rest of the committee members has become a fixture in the ICANN community, and I'm sure a fixture the board absolutely appreciates. And so does the rest of the committee, who uses our work frequently. So first, I'd just like to say thank you to Rolla. And then also note that one of the committee members, Giovanni, has agreed to act as the interim chair, which I think is a good selection, and I want to thank Giovanni for stepping up for that. There is a draft resolution that... Would you like to say something, Rolla?
Yeah.
I'll take a chair's privilege on that. Yes, please say something.
I just wanted to say it was my pleasure, and of course it wasn't me alone. There was a whole committee, and all those members are still there. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that there are some hidden forces behind the committee. And of course it's the two ladies in front, and especially Bart has been helping a lot with drawing up most concepts, text, etc. So that's a constant factor, so I don't think you should be worried about anything changing for the worse.
Thank you, Rolla. So there's a draft resolution in front of us to appoint Giovanni as an interim chair. And the draft resolution is the CCNSO Council appoint Giovanni Seppia as interim chair until the Los Angeles meeting. And the secretariat is requested to inform the working group accordingly. Can I get a show of hands to approve that resolution? Yes. I'm moving and seconding it, yeah. Okay, we can absolutely go more formal on that one. Can I have somebody move that resolution? Keith, thank you very much. Second it. Katrina? Quick out of the gate, lots of support. Is there any discussion at this point? No? Okay, thank you. Can I have a vote on that? All in favor? I think that's, like I said, it's very tough here. That looks like it's unanimous. It was down at that end. Thank you very much. Resolution passed. On to item 4.2, and that's the appointment of Lise Fuhr as second co-chair to the Cross-Community Working Group on the Use of Names of Countries and Territories as TLDs. We have a draft resolution in place. I'll read the resolution out loud. The CCNSO Council appoints Lise Fuhr as CCNSO-appointed co-chair of the CCWG on use of names of countries and territories as TLDs. The secretariat is requested to inform the GNSO and the GNSO-appointed co-chairs of this WG accordingly. Could I have somebody move that resolution? Becky, seconder, Young Am. Any discussion on that resolution? Hero, please go ahead.
Yes, I think it's just a typo. The third line, the last character, co-chair, it should be co-chair, I think.
You're probably right. I think that's correct. So, who's the grammarian here? Third line of the resolution, it says GNSO appointed co-chairs. No?
There are two co-chairs.
Mm-hmm.
There are two co-chairs from each constituency,
yes.
So I think that's correct.
It is correct. It is, Hero, it is correct because the two co-chairs on this working group are Jin Chao and Heather Forrest. So it's plural.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this resolution? No, hearing none, we'll vote. All in favor of the resolution for item 4.2. Show of hands, please. I believe that looks unanimous. Can you just confirm that for me? Because it's very tough to see here. Unanimous, thank you. Congratulations, Lise. Item 4.3, the appointment of Becky Burr as co-chair of the Cross-Community Working Group for the development of a framework of principles for Cross-Community Working Group. And I'm not even going to make a joke about that. Yes, no, it's too easy, it's too easy. We have a draft resolution in front of us that I will read. The CCNSO Council appoints Becky Burr as CCNSO appointed co-chair of the CCWG for the development of a framework of principles for CCWGs. The Secretariat is requested to inform the GNSO and the GNSO appointed co-chair of this WG accordingly. Could I have somebody make a motion on that? Thank you. Seconder? Seconder, Katrina. Thank you. Any discussion on the CCWG, on CCWGs? Okay, with that, we'll put it to a vote. All in favor of this resolution? Unanimous? Thank you.
Becky abstained.
Becky abstained. Okay. Thank you. Okay, on to item number 5. The Cross-Community Working Group on IANA Oversight Transition. There is a little bit of background contained within the agenda, but essentially, for those who haven't heard me mention it over the course of this week, the CCNSO worked in conjunction with the GNSO after discussions with other directly affected parties, such as the route zone maintainer and the route operators, about the importance of having sort of direct input into whatever the ICANN process ended up being. And at this point, it looks like a 27-person coordinating committee. But over the course of time, it was decided or discussed and decided that a CCWG with the core focus around matters pertaining to directly affected parties would be an important input into that coordinating committee. In the fullness of time, we also had discussions around the opportunity to have other SO and ACs participate as invited guests in that, and as such made those invitations. In the interim, we have had ALAC and SSAC agree to participate, and some initial work has been done around potential scoping of draft charters, etc. So I continue to think this would be an important input, an important channel for the CCNSO community to have input into the IANA oversight transition process that comes from a place of being a directly affected party or a direct customer of the IANA services. So we have a draft resolution here, which I will read, and then we'll have the opportunity for discussion. The CCNSO Council resolved to participate in the team to draft a charter for a CCWG on the IANA stewardship transition process and appoints its chair, Byron Holland, as one of the co-chairs. The CCNSO Council agrees to discuss and make a decision on the adoption of the proposed charter through an email vote once submitted and made available by the co-chairs of the drafting team. Can I get a motion for that? Keith, thank you. Seconder? Dottie, thank you. Discussion on this item? Any comments, feedback? Okay, hearing none, we'll put that to a vote. All in favor of the resolution? Thank you. Looks to be unanimous. Unanimous, thank you. There's an associated draft resolution, which I will read. The CCNSO Secretariat is requested to send out a call for the four volunteers as soon as possible after closure of this council meeting. And the Secretariat is also requested to indicate to those who are interested they may attend the informal meeting of the Envision Drafting Team group here during this London meeting. The volunteers will be appointed by an email decision of the Council as soon as possible, but no later than July 4, 2014, midnight UTC. Can somebody make a motion for that?
Just wonder if there might be a friendly amendment to the motion to somehow ask the Secretariat to use the regional organisations and any other means for outreach to try and ensure covering all CCTLDs on plane. And I don't have use words, but that is an intent. Okay, I think the sound people could probably turn the sound up.
I don't quite trust that one because it starts to hum if you speak closer into it and gets feedback. I just wondered if, as a friendly amendment, we could do something to amend the wording to so that the CCNSO Secretariat is requested to use all means at its disposal, including working with the regional organisations to send out a call for so that we can reach the very edges of the CCTLDs that are not normally contactable within our community.
I'm going to actually have Bart respond to that with some possible ways of doing that.
As you will see under number 7, the Secretariat is in the process of creating an email list that goes out to everybody, to all CCTLDs, but that will not be ready today. So either, so that's one option. We wait until that one is ready, but then we do not have the opportunity. The second option is we use our normal channels and we forward it to the regional organizations, and if the regional organizations, if they're able, once they receive the call for volunteers, pass it on to their communities at once, then we have at least ensured that we get them out to this evening, because the call for volunteers has been drafted already, so it could be sent rather quickly, and we will forward it to the general managers of the regional organization. So that's the second option.
I think the second option covers exactly what I wanted. So the normal process is to deal with the ROs as well, and so that's covered. So thank you.
And maybe, is it enough that we guarantee that we do it this way so we do not have to amend the language of this one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yang Ang?
Well, I was just going to discuss the addition of the CC community into the draft resolution so that send out a call to the CC community.
Okay, so we're going to come back to that. First, I just want to make clear that we are okay without any written amendment on the process side, where as part of this, we will send a message through the ROs. So that's going to happen without any written amendment. In terms of your suggestion, friendly amendment, is that the CCNSO Secretariat is requested to send out a call to all CCTLD.
To the CCTLD community.
To the CCTLD community. For the four volunteers. Okay. I think we can amend it accordingly. Margarita, you're okay? So with that amendment, is there any other discussion? Okay, could I get a motion for that resolution as amended? Becky, thank you. Somebody to second that? Young-un, thank you. Call for a vote on that. All in favor of that amended resolution? Unanimous? Thank you. 5.1 and 2 done. Thank you. Item number 6. Is the charter for the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. There's some background material in your agenda, but this is the Cross-Community Working Group that started to take shape in Singapore and started engaging in work before there was a charter, and as a result entered a little bit of choppy water and has subsequently work through developing a charter. We have a draft resolution in front of us. We also have members on that. We do have members on that cross-community working group right now, and there is a charter that has come forward. We do have a related draft resolution, which is the CCNSO Council adopts the charter for the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, and the Secretariat is requested to inform the conveners of the informal working group as soon as possible, as well as the chairs of the other SOs and ACs. We have had I had very late notice that the GNSO is not going to support this right now because of wording within the charter. So at this point, I would, in spite of the fact that it's in here, that decision is hot off the press, and I'm going to suggest that we defer this item to a future meeting until such time as we can understand that all the SOs and HEs or ACs are going to be in support of the charter. So unless there's any objection to that, I will defer this item. Young-un?
Some explanation about the controversy is that there has been included a voting mechanism. I think the word voting was not accepted by even the members themselves. And not all the members themselves.
Thank you for that explanation. So we will defer items number 6.1 and the related 6.2. Thank you. Item number 7, CCNSO selection process. CCNSO selection process members, the coordination group IANA stewardship transition process. That's a mouthful. I think we might want to clean up that sentence. The CCNSO selection process for the coordination group of the IANA stewardship transition process. Sorry, a little. Typo. based on what we've heard in terms of the council preparatory meeting on Sunday, ongoing conversations through the week, and certainly what we heard over the course of the last hour and a half session, we have attempted to put forward a resolution that actually reflects the temperature of the room and the conversation that we had, like I say, over the past couple of hours, as well as the preparatory council meeting and the meeting of the IGRG. We do have a draft resolution that attempts to capture that, and I think is fairly reflective of it. If there are any comments, Nigel?
Thank you, Byron. I think that there's an amendment that we could put to this that would more properly reflect the mood of the last couple of hours. Would you like me to suggest one?
Sure, as a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Please go ahead.
Okay, well, I propose to delete the second sentence, the one that starts at least four, and replace it by, the members of the selection committee shall be drawn from the CCNSO and the CCTLD community as a whole. At least one member of the selection committee shall be from a non-CCNSO member, CCTLD.
Could you repeat that, please?
Would you like me to have sent it to you by email? I can do that, if that helps. The members of the selection committee shall be drawn from the CCNSO and the CCTLD community as a whole. At least one member of the selection committee shall be from a non-CCNSO member, CCTLD.
But that, you're excluding any potential to have a non-CC, that third-party member.
I don't understand. What do you mean a non-CC third party?
The outside member, the Yanis or the independent.
I think that was the mood of the meeting also, was it not?
It was my... So for the selection committee, it was my sense of the room that with five members, that an outside member could be acceptable.
I won't die in a ditch. So if you want to add more to make that clear.
So I'm going to ask Young Um to make a comment or intervention, but given we have the chair of the session with us, I'll perhaps ask for him to make comment or provide color, unless there's any objection from the council itself. No, Roloff, perhaps you could add some color to this.
What I presented to the room as the rough consensus on this point was that the committee would count five members, four of which would be members of the CCNSO, one of which should be a CCTLD registry representative, but not a member of the CCNSO. So there was a slight majority in favor of CCTLD only members in the selection committee, and I specifically asked those who were in favor of an outsider if they thought that would be recommendable or if they would be against a CCTLD only composition, and nobody indicated that he would be strongly against a CCTLD only composition of the selection committee. Am I making myself clear? Okay.
I believe so, but let me just recap for the council. The understanding was that there was a slim majority in favor of having the selection committee be only CCTLD managers, of which one at least would be, or one would not be, a CCNSO member. And of those who were interested in having a third party, it was not an issue that they felt strongly enough about to make demands on. I think that recaps what Roloff has said.
And I think what I wrote captures that precisely.
Any further comment or debate on that? Okay, I'm open to the friendly amendment. Thank you. Bart, did you capture it? And maybe, Nigel, you could just send it. Oh, you've done it? Thank you.
He's done. See, this is more refining what is currently in the draft resolution, but I think it captures what Nigel wanted to say as well. Is so the resolution, say, I've got in front of me, is it now reads, the CCNSO Council resolves to establish a 5-member selection panel to select the 4 members of the Anna Stewardship Transition Process Coordination Committee. At least 4 of the members of the selection committee shall be, and I will change, should, but shall be from the CCTLD community. The selection committee will include at least 2 members of the CCNSO Council, including its chair, 1 member of a board of a regional TLD organization, and 1 non-CCNSO member. And then its task is, and that captures, I think, at least for these 4, how it should be composed. And then you have room, if necessary, it can be 5, it can be 4 out of the CC, but at least these criteria need to be met for the selection, the 4 of the selection panel, or the 5. And Nigel is looking good.
Does that capture the spirit?
It's compatible with everything I said, I think.
Thank you. Young-un?
Just an additional friendly amendment suggestion of the title of this item. CCN is a selection process committee members. No. CCN is a selection committee members of the coordination group. So, right. Replace committee with, replace process with committee.
CCNSO selection committee members. I think we also need to say for the coordination group of the IANA stewardship transition process. Okay? With those amendments. Can I ask for a motion on this? Margarita and Dottie, thank you.
There are 2 open questions in this one, which haven't been discussed. That's the date by which this selection committee has to forward its decision or has to make its list of candidates for the coordination committee. So that's a matter of further debate. My suggestion would be leave it as it is, that the chair of the council and I will get back to you by tomorrow on this one around noon with the list and proposed list and dates. So we get this going, because the dates need to be determined.
Margarita?
I have a question. In this sentence that said, including its chair, 1 member of a board of a regional TLD organization, it's mandatory that this person have to belong to the board of the regional organizations, or regional organizations could present their candidate? In the case of a small organization, it could be an issue. It's one member of a board of a regional organization. So the regional organization have to agree in one person?
That's correct.
Okay.
So the understanding is that between the four regional organizations, they will be able to surface a candidate.
Sure.
Very shortly, and they have committed to me that they can do that.
All right, okay. But the other question is, this person is agreed by the regional organization and also has to belong to the board of this organization?
That's correct. From the board member, from the pool of candidates of the four boards of the four regional organizations, somebody from that pool.
Okay.
So I think it's correct as it stands. Any other comments or interventions on this one? As amended, can we put this to a vote? All in support of... All right. Put it to... Yes, call for a motion. Young-um. Second, Becky. Thank you. Put it to a vote. All in favor as amended? I think we're unanimous on that. One abstention. Capture that. Thank you. We are on to item 7.3, which is Becky. Go ahead.
Sorry, I thought that we were doing these separately. I think that the sentence, the chair and the vice chairs of the CCNSO are requested to seek members and nominate the members of the selection committee as soon as possible, is. Begs the question of who's going to actually select them. In the interest of time, I would certainly be fine with having the chair and vice chairs of the CCNSO make the selection, or otherwise we should just decide that the council is going to vote quickly on it.
Who's the chair?
So I think it would be best if the council could vote on it, and I think we'll use the. I would suggest we use the same mechanism as 7.3, which is on, or 7.4, which is on the back of the next page, and it's. I guess we should, essentially what it's saying is that by noon UTC on June 26th that we would put forward an email recommendation for the council.
Mr. Chair, can I just, for the sake of making life easy, formally suggest we cut and paste wording for 7.4 into it?
Yes. Thank you, Nigel. And Dottie? Could you put your mic on?
That only the vice chairs can and chair can get nominations. Wait, really?
No, it's the call. And to put forward the list. So the call will go out and the chair and vice chair will put forward recommended slate effectively for the council to vote on. Yeah. So just so there is total clarity, since there have been a number of changes, I'm going to ask Bart to read the updated and comprehensive resolution. But before Bart does that, Young-um?
Because it would be possible for the vice chairs to either nominate themselves or be nominated, I would think it would be better to change the wording to take out the vice chairs. So the chair of the CCNSO is requested to seek members, and that would be in line with your suggestion of the council taking a vote, rather than the chair and the vice chair being the being responsible for the selection of the selection committee.
Thank you, Yama. Becky?
I believe Nigel's suggestion, which was to just cut that sentence, the chair and the vice chairs, and substitute the language in 7.4, which directs the chair to finalize the call for nominations.
So I think Bart has captured the essence of what Nigel and Young were articulating. Can you give it a try?
Yep.
Thank you.
The full resolution now reads, CCNSO Selection Committee members for the coordination group of the IANA stewardship transition process. The CCNSO Council resolves to establish a 5-member selection panel to select the 4 members on the IANA Stewardship Transition Process Coordination Committee. At least 4 of the members of the selection panel, this should read, shall be from the CCTLD community. The selection committee will include at least 2 members of the CCNSO Council, including its chair, 1 member of a board of the regional TLD organizations, and 1 non-CCNSO member. Its task is to review the application and select the 4 CCTLD members of the coordination committee to the CCNSO Council by date to be filled in prior to a special meeting of the CCNSO Council on date. In its review and selection, the committee will take into account and be guided by the criteria for selection included in the call for nominations. Now, the second friendly amendment, the chair of the CCNSO is requested to seek members and nominate the members of the selection committee as soon as possible and send it to the council for final approval by 26th of June, noon UTC. Interviews of the candidates may be conducted. Members of the selection committee are not eligible as candidates for the coordination committee. That's the full resolution as it reads now.
There were a significant number of changes there. Perhaps we'll make sure everybody's had time to digest that. Any further comments or questions? Young Am?
Question about the members of the selection committee being from BCC TLD community. I thought that what Roloff had said was that the mood of the room was a bit more in favor of all the members being from CCTLD. So should we include that, or should we leave it open for one outside member to be included, but maybe not necessarily an outside, outside member? But so this is something that I think we should be clear about.
Yeah. It's at least, yes, it's at least 4 from the CCNSO community.
From the CCNSO.
If you have at least 4 from the CCNSO community, then, and you have also the requirement of 1 at least from, say, non-CCNSO member, then that's the slide, then you have the full slate.
Yeah, that's right.
But the feeling in the room, as Rulof recorded, is there was a slight majority in favor of having all five from the CCTLD community. And this is captured with the wording of at least.
Can you, just to be clear here, is what is on the screen the revised one?
Let me put it.
So can we please put it up so that we can have clarity on the exact wording?
I will send it to you. Christina, you need it? So move forward to the next one.
So the intent, as we get to the wording, is to ensure that all members are from the broad CCTLD community, and there are some carve-outs for CCNSO and RO. So that's the intent. We all agree on that. We're going to work on the wording to ensure that that is the case. Young Am.
If we state at the beginning, in the first sentence that members from the CCTLD community, not discuss four, but include the two members from the CCNSO Council, including its chair, and at least one member from the non-CCNSO community, and I think that would also work. And so we would not have to mention four members being from the CCNSO community if we say that all members should be from the CCTLD at the beginning.
Do we have it on the screen yet? So while that is happening, can I suggest we defer that for a moment and move on to 7.3 while we get it up on the screen? Unless there's any objection to that, we will come back to it. First, we'll go to 7.3, which is to create a CCTLD world email list to engage and involve all CCTLDs specifically for the IANA stewardship process. We do have a draft resolution here, which I think is fairly straightforward, and I would say we're already familiar with 7.4 and the call for nominations. The draft resolution for 7.3 is the Secretariat is required to set up an email list, including email contacts to all CCTLDs, and solely for the purpose to inform and engage the community in the INS stewardship transition process. Have somebody make a motion for that? Keith, your seconder. Young Um, thank you. Discussion? Is that Jordy?
Yeah, just a question to clarify. I mean, is that mail is just to send one mail to tell them that we're going to engage on that conversation, or is that a kind of forum so people can exchange? I kind of get the goal, the real goal of that.
Certainly my understanding was that it wasn't just one email, but it was to be used to inform and engage over the process. More than just one single email,
right.
But it's not a spam list. It's restricted to the single topic.
Right. So we just inform about that to all the community, but not engage the discussion on that list and so forth.
That's correct.
Thanks.
Any other discussion? Thank you. Seeing none, I'll call. Go ahead.
I mentioned something about the numbers, the five members. Wouldn't it be easier, the way that it's put here, to say two members will be from the council, one the chair, and one to be selected. One member will be from the regional organization board, and the other two from the CCTLD community. And then you have the five.
Before we go back to that, can we just, we're just going to vote on the resolution around the mail list. Hold on to your numbers. We're coming back. But first, 7-3, we're going to actually have the vote. So, seeing there's no more discussion, vote on the draft resolution as it stands for 7.3. All in favor? Any abstentions? No, that was unanimous? Yes? It's really hard for me to see. I got to rely on you. So, okay, unanimous on 7-3. I'm sure you'll tell me, but yes, I'd like to just do it right the first time. Okay, we're going to go back to item number 7-2 and the amended draft resolution. Can you put it in the maximum font that can get it all on one page?
Yeah, the old one.
I didn't bring my glasses up here. Okay, so I'm going to read this revised version. 7.2, draft resolution. CCNSO Council resolves to establish a 5-member selection panel to select the 4 members of the IANA Stewardship Transition Process Coordination Committee. At least four of the members of the selection committee shall be from the CCTLD community. Yes. So instead of at least four of the, that should be deleted and replaced with all. Can you do that? We can't do that on the fly. While we are revisiting that, please give us your suggestion, Victor.
Okay, my suggestion is that we're talking about at least and all, but there is only already one selected, that is a chairman of the CCNA Council. There is already another one selected, that is another CCNSO Council. So we shortened to 3. Out of the 3, there is one left, that is the one from the regional organizations board. So the only ones that you have to select, that we have to select out of the council is 2 CCTLD community members.
Yes.
Yes, that's what we said.
I'm an anthropologist, so I'm not very good at it. So you got the chair.
Yeah.
You got one member of the council.
Yes.
You got one member of the board.
Yes.
And then I think the other, because of this you have 2 members from the community.
Yes.
And at least one of those members and 2 members of the community. Whoever is going to be elected, we need to ensure that one of the 5 is a non-CCNSO member. Mm-hmm. That the correct capture of...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes? Okay.
So, to reflect this, the composition will include the chair of the CCNSO as CCNSO council member, a member of one of the regional organizations' boards, and of the 2 remaining seats, one will be a non-CCNSO member.
Sorry.
Which likely, but not by definition, leads to the fact that the final seat will probably be a CCNSO member. But anyway, we don't need to make it that prescriptive. What we have done is ensure we have what we need, but there is some flexibility. So just just to repeat it, CCNSO chair and another CCNSO council member, plus a board member from one of the RO boards, and a non-CCNSO member. Those are the prescriptive candidates for the selection committee, leaving some flexibility for another one, a fifth one, who will be a CCTLD community member without a prescribed strike or tribe affiliation.
Because one of the CCNSO councils must not, could not be a CC member. Because we have councils that are not CC members. That's why the
CC. Correct. But without going into that, that is the spirit of what we are trying to achieve here. Young did you have...
Just one additional clarification. The remaining member could be a CCNSO member, CCNSO council, or a regional or organization board. Or, so that's, we leave that open.
That's correct. We are not going to be prescriptive on that final spot other than to say it's a CCTLD community member. Jordi.
Yeah, that CCTLD community member means someone that is knowledgeable about the community, because I'm also confused about what does it mean being a member of that community, managing or being part of a board of a CCTLD, or as you mentioned, Janice, for instance, is knowledgeable.
No, that it would be the CCTLD manager or their designate, which would... I mean, depending how far we want to drill into this, the assumption is their designate is an employee or board part of the organization, not an outsider. So for further clarity, when we talk about CCTLD community members, we are agreeing that it is the CCTLD manager or their designate from within their organization. We're good?
Yep.
Have we been able to revise the resolution? I think it's important that we probably see this one before we pass it. Yeah, so since we are in flight with this, I'm going to ask your indulgence again that we move on to the next item, which is 7.4, the call for nominations. Allow staff to make the required adjustments, and we'll come back. Hero?
I can add a comment on the 7.2.
Hero, can you speak more directly into the mic?
Okay.
Just the volume is tough.
The first line of the 7.2 resolution has election panel. The panel means a committee here, right?
We're going with consistency of language to ensure there's no confusion, and you're correct, it should be selection committee. That is the vernacular that we're using, and we will make sure we scrub the resolution to have consistent language. Thank you, Hero. Good catch. That said, we'll move on to 7.4. We'll defer 7.2 for the moment. We'll move on to 7.4, call for nominations. There is a draft resolution there, which I will read. The chair of the council is requested to finalize the call for nominations, including the criteria for selection of the four CCTLD members on the coordination committee, and send it to the council for final approval by June 26, noon UTC. The secretary is requested to send out the approved call for self-nominations and refer the nominations received to the selection committee upon receiving the nomination. I'd like somebody to make a motion, and then I'm sure there are going to be some discussion and perhaps friendly amendment on that, given some of the feedback that came out of the panel session this afternoon. That said, can I get a motion? Hero, thank you. A seconder? Jordy, thank you. Discussion on this resolution on 7-4? I would just remind everybody that we did have a discussion about the transparency component of this, and that all submissions, the name of the applicant would be made public, presumably on the CCNSO website. So Bart, could I task you with adding a sentence that indicates such?
What I've added to the resolution, so to reflect this afternoon's discussion, is the names of the nominees shall be published on the CCNSO website.
So the resolution will be updated accordingly. It will be exactly as you see it in print, except for that one additional sentence, which has just been read. Any discussion? Any further discussion? With that, could I put that resolution to a vote? All in favor of the amended resolution? Hands up, please. Any abstaining? Opposed? Seeing none, carried unanimously, 7-4 as amended. Thank you. How are we doing on 7-2? Okay, so it's somewhere along the information highway then. Okay. Okay. Until that happens, we're going to keep moving on the agenda. We will, of course, be coming back to 7-2, but before we get there, we'll go to agenda item number 8, which is ICANN's IANA Oversight Transition Process and Enhancing Accountability. Now, we know there are essentially two separate processes that are going to be happening here, and the accountability process is much discussed but not particularly well shaped yet. We do have a draft resolution in front of you, which I'm going to read. The Secretariat is requested to draft a charter for the Coordination Committee on the IANA Stewardship Transition and Accountability. The purpose of this group is to coordinate the CCNSO and broader CCTLD efforts to participate in the IANA stewardship transition process and enhancing ICANN's accountability process, and coordinate the efforts of the CCNSO with other efforts aimed at including the broader CCTLD community in the process, and finally coordinate the interrelation between the processes from a CCNSO and broader CCTLD perspective. Further, the membership of this group should at least comprise the following: the chair of the CCNSO and the chairs of the CCNSO and the chairs of the CCNSO meeting program working group. We'll correct that typo. The chair of the SOP, the members selected on the coordination committee, and the members to be appointed on the future CCWG on IANA, and the members of the working groups related to the Enhancing ICANN Accountability Process. Effectively, what we're doing here is trying to create a working group, essentially, that will facilitate the flow of information between all of these various streams to make sure that we don't lose sight of any of them, and that the flow of information coming back in will also be widely and effectively disseminated. I'd like to, can somebody make a motion on that before discussion? Nigel, thank you. Seconder? Demi, thank you. I know people's arms are probably getting tired here, but thank you. discussion on this item? Any discussion? Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a short question. Can I raise it? Just, it's a, is it an informational group? Basically, I mean an information sharing, a platform, as I understand it? Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's not a decision-making body. It's meant to have a flow of information between all the various streams so that nothing gets dropped and there's an understanding of what's happening in all the processes.
This, excuse me. That's why it's still in drafting mode. This one will replace the coordination committee of the council, which comprises of Byron, Keith, and Becky. And in time, as the internet governance probably loses its priority for the moment because NetMundial has just been closed, this is a way, and maybe at some time they will be included as well, is just this is the central point for everybody dealing with these different processes.
Yeah, if you recall when Becky and Keith and I agreed to be a very informal clearinghouse of this information, it was meant to be informal, ad hoc, and short-lived. And of course, more things have piled up on top of what we initially thought was going to happen. So it's important to expand that and make sure the flow of information from all of these work streams is being effectively disseminated and communicated. And then it won't just be Becky and Keith and I. So that's the goal. Okay, with that clarification, can we vote on this, please? All in favor of the draft resolution? Thank you. I believe it's unanimous. Thank you. Number 8. Okay. Third time's a charm on 7.2. Can you put it up in front of us, please? I broke his computer. Can you get it back on the screen?
I hope so.
Oh, those Apple products. You should get a Mac or a PC. They're much tougher. One moment, please. Bear with me.
Mr. Chair, I think we've duplicated a little bit in there. There's another council member appeared.
Resolution.
Oh, anything go. That one.
I don't want to put it this way, but I think there are too many council members.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you delete the sentence or the fractionist, this is your council member than captionist.
Correct. Can we change this to reflect it?
Can we connect one matter to the screen? Let us do all the connection.
Yeah, then it's fine. Oh, okay.
It has the potential to be more. It's,
So
here, let me just. It has the potential to be more because that fifth and final seat is not prescribed. So it's at least could be more. Alan, could you bring me my glasses, please? Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
Very careful.
Maybe redundant now. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, I owe you a beer for that. Okay, I'm going to read it again. Draft resolution. The CCNSO Council resolves to establish a 5-member selection committee to select the 4 members on the IANA Stewardship Transition Process Coordinating Committee. All members of the selection committee shall be from the CCTLD community. The selection committee will include at least 2 members of the CCNSO Council, including its chair, 1 member of a board of the regional TLD organization, and 1 non-CCNSO member. Its task is to review the applications and select the 4 CCTLD members of the coordination committee to the CCNSO Council by the date to be determined, prior to a special meeting of the CCNSO Council on a date to be determined. In its review and selection, the committee will take into account and be guided by the criteria for selection included in the call for nominations.
Start.
So I believe that the math works. Just one moment. So we are in the still in discussion on this. So first I have Keith and then Jordy.
Thanks, Byron. The date to be determined is a bit concerning, I think. I don't think we can have a resolution with a date to be determined, and so perhaps the first date to be determined could be resolved by adding the words by or as soon after the 2nd of July, but I'm not sure what to do about the second date to be determined.
Thank you, Keith. Take that into consideration. Jordy?
Yeah, thank you. I don't know if it is me or maybe it's that something that confuses everyone. It's that, at least on my viewpoint, including its chair. I mean, what does it mean? At least 2 members of the CCNSO Council? So the chair and another one? Or just members of the... Because if it's the chair and another one, it's, for me it would be easier. The chair of the CCNSO Council and another member of the council. But if the chair is not included, then it's just members of the council. So I think it eases the writing of that from my viewpoint.
Thank you, Jordi. I don't think this is grammatically wrong. Perhaps you make a... I take your suggestion, though I don't think this is grammatically incorrect. Margarita?
I think that's estacas is because we are currently talking about two things. One thing is the election committee, and one thing is your our members to the coordination committee. Do you follow me? So we were talking about these five members that are from our community, and they will elect to the our representatives to the coordination committee. Coordination committee are four, right? Yeah. The election committee are five. Perhaps that's the reason why the numbers doesn't fit. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's not. Although I do agree that it can lead to confusion, but that's not the issue. The essence of this resolution is that all members will come from the CCTLD community. The selection committee will include at least two members of the council, including its chair. That is correct. One member of a board from a regional TLD organization and one non-CCNSO member. Those are all correct. What it doesn't do is be prescriptive on the nature of the fifth member, which we have already agreed is what we're looking for. So it is silent on that topic specifically. So I think we're okay with the language there. I want to go back to Keith's date comment. And Carolina, do you have a question of clarification?
I'm very sorry, and I know in my observer status, but I just think that if you're saying two members of the CCNSO Council, one of which is the chair, and then you repeat again, CCNSO Council member.
It's out. No. Did you read it?
Okay.
That was a mistake.
Okay. It's
not working for me.
Okay, which is... No, don't be sorry.
That's what you see in the screen. Mm-hmm.
So I should have also said what I'm reading, there's a slight delta, and that's why I'm reading it out.
I can't do it on that one.
Nothing like drafting on the fly when you're not actually connected.
Mm-hmm.
So the math and the requirements are correct. Now, we do need to speak to the date. So are you suggesting, Keith, a friendly amendment or just that we should change this? And it would be the sentence beginning with about halfway down, its task is to review the applications and select the four CCTLD members of the coordination committee to the CCNSO council. By July 2nd or as soon after that date as possible. Would that address your concern and clarify for us?
That would address my concerns. But I'm now also concerned that it says the four CCTLD members of the coordination committee to the CCNSO council. And in fact, I thought we were empowering the selection committee to make the selections. So I don't know why it would be referring them to the CCNSO council.
So they are empowered to make the selection? But ICANN as a process has asked the CCNSO to actually, that committee cannot just walk into ICANN and say, here's our four candidates. My interpretation is I can very specifically ask us to put those names forward.
Thank you for the clarification. In that case, the words you just used, by or soon after the 2nd of July, it was perfect for the first date to be determined.
Okay, so we are going to go with by July 2nd or as soon after as possible.
What about
Bart's going to make that change, and we're going to try again. In the meantime, Dottie?
I was just going to suggest, why don't we say with a target date of July 2nd?
So I think we want to put that date as it's the date in the sand, but recognize that the committee needs to do the job right. I'm comfortable with going with by July 2nd or soon after as possible. Does the council wish to see this in print again? Okay. Keith?
Could I suggest for the second date to be determined, maybe we delete the second date to be determined and have prior to an urgent special meeting of the CCNSO Council?
Any objections to Keith's suggestion? Okay, can we include that? Just for clarity's sake, Keith, could you repeat that for all of us?
That or from the word prior to an urgent special meeting of the CCNSO Council, stop.
Thank you.
Now I will repeat.
Yes, Bart is going to read it for us.
Its task is to review the applications and select the four CCTLD members of the Coordination Committee to the CCNSO Council by 2nd of July or as soon after. Thereafter, as soon thereafter, soon as possible thereafter. After, prior to an urgent special meeting of the CCNSO Council. In its review and selection, the committee, and then it continues, no changes.
Okay, we now have dates. Are we comfortable with the resolution as modified? Any final discussion points? Going, gone. Thank you. Can we put that to a vote? All in favor of the resolution as amended? Any abstaining? Unanimous? Okay. Thank you very much for your endurance, but I think that was actually very constructive and significantly improved from the original and significantly clarified. Recognizing that we are 40 minutes past our scheduled end point, I think we are going to have to defer some of the items to our next meeting. I'm going to suggest that we attend to agenda item number 9 and then defer the rest of the items to our next council meeting. Unless I hear any objections to that, under respect to people's time and other commitments. Okay, item number 9. No, we will do number 9, and then we will defer the rest to a further board meeting, council meeting, sorry. Item number 9 is a contract report repository implementation working group, the final report and recommendations. This has been an item that's been on the agenda a number of times, so I don't think a lot of background is required, though there is some background material in your agenda. There's a draft resolution in front of us on this topic, which I will read. The CCNSO Council adopts the final report, and according to its charter, the working group is closed. The CCNSO Council thanks the chair of the working group and its members for their work. The CCNSO adopts the recommendations to initiate the implementation of a secure mail list in coordination with other initiatives. Can I get a motion for that? Youngum, thank you. Seconder. Trina, thank you. Any discussion on that? No? We take a vote on that resolution. All in favor? Looks unanimous. Any abstentions? Did we lose a member? Please note that Suleiman left the meeting prior to agenda item number 9. I would just ask my councillor colleagues, should you leave a meeting mid-meeting, that you please let us know. Ideally in advance. Okay. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Thank you very much to that working group and the chair. Item number 9.2, the appointment of Christian Hasselman from .nl as interim chair of the working group to implement the secure mailing list. We have a draft resolution in front of us. CCNSO Council requests Christian, please. Okay, I'll take that as a typo, which we will correct. Christian Hasselman from .nl to seek volunteers to initiate the steps of the process and draft the charter for the implementation working group in close cooperation with the Secretariat and present it to the Council as soon as is feasible. Could I have a motion for that, please? Katrina? Seconded by Nigel. Thank you. Let the record show that Suleiman has returned. And thank you. And any discussion on 9.2? Seeing none, can I put it to a vote? All in favor? Unanimous? Thank you. Approved. We will just conduct a very small administrative component to this meeting, so we will defer all items 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 to a further council meeting. Move to item number 16 just to acknowledge the next meeting dates, August 21st, September 25th, October 15th. They're just regularly scheduled meetings. Becky.
In light of the fact that we are not meeting in July, could we authorize the chair and the vice chair or some other group of people to prepare and circulate for a vote the selection method, if any, that comes up for the accountability process so that we're not pushed out all the way until August on that, if that comes up?
It seems reasonable to me, and I'm sure we could do that online, especially given all the work that we have done on selection committee methodology. I don't think we need a resolution on that if we have general agreement on that. Are we okay? Does anybody want to object or speak against that? You won't hurt my feelings if you do. But okay. Thank you for that suggestion, Becky. And we'll make sure to keep the council informed online. In terms of thanks, I have already thanked the chair of the SOP, but I would like to make sure that goes on record, even though he's departed, and also to our local hosts, who I know there's at least one of them in here, Martin. We as a council would like to thank the local hosts for putting on this meeting. Thank you very much and bringing the good weather. With that, I will strike off item 16, 17, go to number 18. Any other business? Would anybody else like to raise anything? I figured that would be a faster agenda item. Agenda item 18 closed. I'd like to call this meeting to a close. I guess I need a motion for that. Ms. Keith? Second? Oh, here, I got a whole range of them. I'll go with Margarita here. Thank you very much. I appreciate your patience and tolerance. That was an important discussion and will have significant impact as we go forward. So I thank you for taking the time on that and spending the effort. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.